Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to New Zealand's largest city, Auckland, home to a third of the country's population and a large proportion of immigrants. The city is a perfect example of the culinary diversity on show here. But what is New Zealand food? Monocle's David Stevens takes us on a tour of downtown Auckland to see if he can find the answer.
New Zealand's culinary traditions can be hard to define. I'm often asked, as a travelling Kiwi, what is New Zealand food? I know they're looking for an answer akin to Swiss cheese or Swedish meatballs. However, in truth, it's not quite that simple. Much of New Zealand's cuisine came to the country, not from it. Our tradition is one of putting local produce and techniques to the recipes of the world. So where should you go for a taste of such variety? Auckland City is the perfect snapshot of the diversity of the New Zealand population. Greater Auckland is home to one third of the country, including a large number of immigrants. Suburban pockets often assume the cuisine of the dominant ethnic group therein, but to get a taste of everything, you're best to head towards the centre, Britomart to be exact. Get into the city early and pop down to Tyler Street to visit Amano. This bakery-cum-restaurant opens from 7 a.m. every day, and its glorious wood and marble interiors beg you to stick around for breakfast. The menu does a good job convincing you to stay for lunch and dinner too. Best now to settle for an almond croissant fresh out of the oven and make your way around the corner to Super for your morning coffee. This equally well-appointed space serves up expertly crafted cups using beans from Coffee Supreme and Allpress, two of the country's finest roasters. A morning constitutional along the harbour is essential on a fine day, and if your compass points west, you should end up stumbling upon Fireworks Smokehouse. This low and slow American-style barbecue restaurant has found its home in the Wynyard Quarter. The area is developing fast as a culinary hotspot, and the views out over the water only add to the allure. If a lighter lunch would be preferred, you're only a short walk from Best Ugly Bagels on Wellesley Street. It was opened by Kiwi super chef and restaurateur Al Brown after he spent 2 years living in Montreal, a place he claims beats out New York for the bagel crown. Hand-rolled and baked in store, why not try something uniquely Kiwi, like the Swiss melt with Marmite, slightly different to the kind you might be used to in the UK, or perhaps go for the King Salmon, a classic bagel favourite. After exploring the numerous quality retail offerings, it must be time for a drink. Make your way back to Britomart and you can kill two birds with one stone at Wreck on Custom Street. Browse the selection of records for sale or quiz the bartender on the perfect afternoon tiffle, be it a New Zealand craft brew or a more well-travelled wine. When the hunger starts to creep back, there's one option above all others. Well, perhaps two options. Federal Street is home to two more of Al Brown's creations, and there's no need to decide before you get there. They're right next door to each other, and neither take bookings. If you prefer a more relaxed atmosphere, Federal Delicatessen is the place to be. Diner-style interiors, retro uniforms, and a New York Jewish-inspired menu all do well to transport you to another time and place. My personal favourites are the matzo ball soup or the pastrami poutine. Depot, which resides next door, is a slightly more formal but equally unpretentious choice. It also provides one of the best insights into true New Zealand cuisine. In-season produce cooked over charcoal with a strong focus on meat and seafood. Start with the world-renowned Bluff oysters and a glass of New Zealand wine, then browse the rest of the menu dotted with local findings, but do not go past the snapper wings. Prepared using a particular part of the tail to mimic the chicken wing shape, they look almost identical to their namesake, as well as tasting delicious. Then while away the rest of your evening here, exploring everything the land has to offer. So beyond New Zealand's endemic varieties of produce such as kumara or piko piko, it seems clear that what makes the country truly unique is the ability of its chefs to turn their hand to the recipes of the world, using only what the land provides. So, what is New Zealand food? To me, it's local produce, international influence, and a whole lot of creativity on a plate. For Monocle, I'm David Stevens.
This has been episode number 93 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Monocle's David Stevens for the tour in Auckland. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and goodbye.